KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. And I have the founder of Real Connections in studio, Amy Allen. Hi, Amy.
Hi. How are you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great. Haven't talked to you for a little while.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. Well, we had you on the show pretty regularly. You were promoting your Real Connections, actually the Real Conference at the time. Mm-hmm. Now you're the Real Connections Ministry. So tell us who you're about and what you're about.
Well, Real Connections came out of the Real Conference. Do you want me to start with the Real Conference?
Yes, do it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So in 2013, I felt like God had given me the vision for the Real Conference, and it was to have a conference for women where we could be very vulnerable, open, real about everything that, well, at the time, all of us as speakers had gone through. And it's some pretty serious stuff, and so we wanted to be real with the women that would come so that they would feel encouraged and know that no matter what they were going through, God could redeem that situation. He could get them out of the mess and that they could thrive in Him.
Redeemed, equipped, accepted, and loved.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up the acronyms.
Well, thanks. You do your homework. Yes.
You know what I'm always afraid of with you, though? I'll ask you a question. You'll go, get real, Jim.
Yeah, so be on your toes.
Hey, last time you were on the show, you were promoting your Real Conferences. Now the Real Connections. You have a bunch of things going on every month.
Yes. Well, that wasn't my idea. I mean, this whole thing, I mean, the Real Conference was God's idea, and the Real Connections was His idea. And that was birthed after we had, in March of 2021, we had the Real Conference again. And the cool thing was, is that the last one we'd had was in 2019. And before any of this COVID stuff happened, we had already decided to take the year 2020 off. And it was because it was my 50th birthday. And I was calling it a year of jubilee. I didn't know about that, but so we had, you know, in advance, we had set it for March of 2021. And that was just the Lord. He already knew. So the day after the conference, I like to journal and write down everything that has happened the day before. And so in my 5 hours, I think, of journaling, that's when I felt the Lord saying, you need to continue this every month. And so that's why it became called Real Connections. We're trying to stay connected in these times.
You have a neat website. It's getrealwithgod.com. Mm-hmm. A lot of information can be available there. If you don't catch it right now in the radio program, that's getrealwithgod.com. What's coming up this month?
Well, I'm speaking in 2 days. On the 11th, September 11th, on Saturday from 10 till noon, we'll be at Eastern Hills Baptist Church, and it's free. Anyone can come, no registration needed, but I'll be the speaker this time. I tried to get out of that too.
You're like
I'm just
Jonah.
Real with you. I am. Oh my gosh. I totally am. I try to run away all the time. It's a joke with my team. I mean, they just know that about me. But I liken myself to, there's the parable of the two sons, and the father asked him to go work the field. And the one said, yeah, sure, I will. And he never went. Mm. And the one said, nope. But then he ended up going. That's me.
You have a name on your website of an interesting Bible study. I'm kind of skipping down my list here. It's
sure.
called Shame Interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
And shame has a lot to do with overcoming shame, and not worrying about shame is a large part of your ministry.
Oh, absolutely. We have Sarah Gormley. She's the teacher for that. It's not her material, but it's an excellent book by Ed Welch, I think. And it has done wonders for people. That's kind of her story. She came out of depression, definitely dealt with shame. So she knows what she's speaking of when she teaches this class, and it's an amazing Bible study. Yeah.
Is Is part of your leading because women are isolated in some way for different reasons?
Well, now, yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, I guess I'm thinking about I'm thinking about a mom that has three kids and she's going to softball and she's running over to Little League and then she's got to get her kids to dance class and then, oh, there's a Sunday event so we can't go to church Sunday. I mean, it just becomes a hectic time.
Yes.
And she doesn't have time to be with friends, other women to pray for her, talk mm-hmm. with her. And that's important.
Oh, it's so important. And just as a sign of the times, I guess, what now we're doing is just 2 hours on a Saturday morning. So we're done by noon. So if a woman can come and just join us for those 2 hours, you're going to make those connections, which are going to be very real and personal. There's all kinds of Bible studies and different things that we're doing so they can get plugged into that. And just to have that fellowship with other women, knowing that there's absolutely no judgment, I think that is so freeing. Like, we've all been through stuff, and it's only because of Jesus that we are where we are now. And we want, you know, women to feel that and feel that safe place, that comfort, the love that we have for them.
In your own life, were you hesitant to share what was real because you were ashamed?
Nope. I'm kind of an anomaly. No, unfortunately, I mean, I'm different in that I kind of broadcast everything. And even before I truly was following the Lord, I did it in a way that was not honoring to my husband because we went through some really tough stuff. And so I kind of told everyone in the mailman, but at the time trying to get pity for myself for what I'd been through. Mm-hmm. But what happened was when I came to really know the Lord, and that was during a time of separation, my husband and I had filed for divorce, but God held back the paperwork long enough for us to come to a real relationship with him. And it was during that time that I came to understand God's grace, what Jesus did for me on the cross, and I had my surrender, aha, surrender moment with the Lord, and I gave my whole life to him and made him Lord, not just Savior of my life. Well, I was in a precept Bible study at the time, and Kay Arthur, if anyone's familiar with her, she and her husband started that ministry, and she was very, very real about her testimony. She had a husband that dealt with depression, and they separated, and during the separation, he said he was going to kill himself. And she said, well, go ahead and do it, and then I'll get your insurance money. And she was trying to use reverse psychology, but he ended up killing himself.
Oh.
And out of that was birthed this ministry because, I mean, how do you come out of that only with the redemption of Jesus and what he's done? You know. And so she shared her testimony so vulnerably. And I thought, oh, well, this is what everyone does. I really did. I mean, that was my example. So from there, that's why I am so open, because of her bravery, her courage to share so vulnerably. And she was kind of like an example to me. So that's why I do it. And I've seen, but what happens is it opens other people up to say, okay, if you're going to be that real with me, I guess I can share what I've been through and what I've done.
What's the title of your message this weekend?
It's called Your Life Mess or Masterpiece.
So you actually think that people are going to share with you openly if their life is a mess?
It actually happens.
And does God use that positively?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Because in their lives, you know, it's a lot of times the real conference came, the whole idea behind the real conference is to get what's hidden in darkness out into God's light for him to heal. And so a lot of times these women, they feel safe to open up to me or others on the team and maybe sometimes share something they've never said out loud before. But that is a step in the healing process that God has. You know, get it out. Don't stuff it down. I mean, that's the biggest reason why we do what we do.
So you're giving advice right now, but there are other messages that are contrary to what you're saying. Where are those coming from?
Oh, the shame. Well, Yeah, from the enemy.
I mean, yeah, the enemy tells you things that
the shame, that don't tell anyone. You're gonna, no one will accept you. You're gonna, you know, they think that they'll be ridiculed, shamed, publicly disgraced if you share what really happened. Here, this is the way I live now, and I call it, if you put all your dirty laundry out, you know, all my dirty laundry's out there on the line, so nobody can come against me with anything, because that I haven't already shared. Mm. I'm like, and that's so freeing too, and that's the whole reason why Jesus came, is he took it all from us so that we don't have to feel that shame and that ridicule, or the, you know, just the pressing down, or the, because now we can be free to be who he made us to be. And we can say, yeah, that's who I was. Mm. But Jesus took it all on him. And this is who I am in him. And that's what we're trying to do.
Amy Allen is the founder of Real Connections Ministry, and REAL is an acronym for Redeemed, Equipped, Accepted, and Love. It is a ministry primarily to women, mm-hmm. but, you know, you're really ministering to men too, because their women are figuring out, look, my self-image, my very being, my mm-hmm. calling, mm-hmm. The center of who I am is in Jesus, not in my husband.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And that's not something most married couples think about. They think, you always hear, particularly on TV, when you hear about, oh, I got to find my other half. I got to find the person that completes me. And that's not really biblical.
No. No. Yeah, there's the world's way of doing it. And then there's God's way of doing it. And I'm here to tell you, I've lived through it. So I know that his way is so much better.
It's good stuff. We have another segment with Amy. I hope you'll stay with us. But before we go to our commercial break, I want to tell you about a new show coming to KLYT. It's called Tracks of Light. Saturday nights at 8, following the weekend service at Calvary Church, and Sunday evenings again at 6. Tracks of Light traces back to the time you got on track with the light of Christ. For many of us, that happened because of the Jesus music movement. You guys are too young for that. But the Jesus music movement started in the 70s. Tracks of Light also traces how artists, the people that were making the Jesus music, got on track. Tell everybody 88.3 is the place to be for Tracks of Light, starting this Saturday, September 11th, 8 o'clock p.m. We'll be right back with Amy Allen right after these messages.
Here's a hotspot from Skip Heisek. He opens with this question.
What does it mean as a Christian to be a fruitful Christian? Well, the New Testament speaks of fruit in a few different ways. Number one, winning people to Christ is called fruit.
Hotspot. More from Skip in the book of Romans.
Romans 6:22, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have fruit to holiness and in the end, everlasting life. The holier you become, the more fruitful you are.
Hear Skip teach through the Bible verse by verse at connectwithskip.com.
You can't support God's work in heaven. You can't encourage a young believer in heaven. We're in perfection. All of your fruitfulness is on earth. You get rewarded for your fruitfulness in heaven.
Now this ultra PowerPoint to close.
So until you get to heaven, do something. Get involved in something. Help someone grow in their faith. Become a fruitful believer.
As you listen to the light on KLYT, here's a reminder. It's the support given by businesses like Dom Garcia Realty that make this programming possible. We'd like to thank Dom Garcia Realty for supporting Reaching New Mexico with world-class Bible teaching. Dom Garcia Realty supports KLYT and hopes that you will too. Thanks, Dom Garcia Realty, a full-service brokerage assisting buyers and sellers since 1977. Dom Garcia Realty, 505-899-4644.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lesko.
And a substitute is the only way that we can experience the good life. And what we're going to experience in these weeks is to discover the power and the joy and what our lives can look like if we have a good shepherd. And that's what Micah presents as the solution to the problem, a substitute. If death is the problem, guess what? John chapter 10, verse 11 says, the good shepherd lays his life down for the sheep. He was willing to die for you. That's what the cross is all about. That's the big deal with the death of Jesus. That's why the idea, well, can't we just try and love God and experience the power of beauty and creation? Well, no, because the Bible says you're dead on the inside. So someone had to die, or God's not just. And so that death was what he paid for, so that you could be reconnected with him and go back from your twisted, my twisted version of great, back to his original plan for good.
For more Fresh Thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700, or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Amy Allen, the founder of Real Connections Ministry, is going to be at Eastern Hills Baptist Church 10 o'clock, 10 to 12, mm-hmm. Eastern Hills, this weekend, Saturday the 11th.
Yes, that's correct.
And the title of your message is Your Life, Mess or Masterpiece. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about that.
Oh, I'm so excited about this message. I feel like God had just downloaded this idea to me months ago, so I'm really excited to share it. But I'm an artist myself. I'm a graphic designer. And so I see things from that perspective, from the art perspective. And the four points that we're going to go over in this message are that every work of art needs a source of light. And so if we equate that to our lives, of course, that light is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that shadows create depth. And those are the sufferings, the trials, the hard stuff that we go through. That creates depth of our character and gives us perseverance and hope, as the Bible says. So we're going to go through some of that. And then third point is, it's all in how you look at it. When you look at a piece of art, what do you see? What's your perspective? And so if you equate that to our lives, are we looking at it from our perspective, or are we allowing God's perspective into our lives? And then the final is that we need a focal point. And that, again, is the Lord, is to be heavenly minded, to not be so focused on what this world is doing, what it's like, the craziness of it, but where we're headed and what God has for us while we're here. And what I'm really excited about is, I was struggling with how I was going to present this message. I didn't want it to just be another talk. And so I really feel like God was showing me, have the women journal while we're doing the talk. So I'll be asking them questions, and we're going to compare, okay, this was your mess, or it might be your mess right now. But now we're going to go to God's word, see what he has to say about it. And now I want you to write what you think he's saying to you about how this can be changed into his masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really, really, really excited about it. Because I just feel like he'll be able to speak directly into the women's lives for those who come. And before I forget, I want to mention that we live stream this now.
Oh, nice.
So even if they can't come in person, you can watch, you can go to our website, which you shared, getrealwithgod.com. And there's a place where you can click to watch the live stream in case you can't get there in person.
And there is no charge for the event.
No charge. Free. Absolutely free. You don't have to register. You just show up. Just come, even if you're late, which happens to all of us. And this is, you know,
I'm going to say you don't have to give any money, but I'm going to tell you what's going to happen if you go to this conference. You're going to end up having to make an investment, because it's going to take some emotion, might even hurt a little bit, but then it's going to bring you joy.
Yes. Freedom. I mean, that's my heart. I really, really feel passionate about women, anyone really, finding freedom in the Lord, and just being able to just give up all trying to do it yourself and let him do it, surrender fully.
You are truly making connections with people that are part of your ministry. You're working closely with other ministries. Tell us about some of the other opportunities for women.
Yeah, every month. So we've got this theme going on with the Real Connections, and we call each other princess warriors. And we even have a creed. And so everything's kind of based on on that type of theme. So we call them expansion opportunities that we have every month. And so whatever's going on around the time frame of that month will tell you. So what things that are coming up. And, you know, two of the founders of the Real Conference, they have their own ministry called Hope Ahead. Just incredible. Talk about finding freedom. It's amazing. And so they just are starting their classes this week. And so it's not too late. You can jump in and, you know, start it with them. They also have an intensive Hope Ahead retreat. Their classes are 14 weeks, but they do this retreat, which is coming up the end of September, September 23rd through 25th, where they fit that entire 14 weeks into an intensive 3-day event. So retreat, yeah. And it's daytime. You're not spending the night. So it's right here in town. And all of these things can be found on our website. Most of them are under the heading Bible studies. So if you go there, you can find all of these things. And then another one, I guess you've had them on the show recently, Keys to Freedom.
Yep. Had Jody and Leela mm-hmm. and Jocelyn with Mercy Multiply.
Yes. And so we just love what they do, and we try to partner with them whenever we can. And so we promote their upcoming Bible studies, and theirs is starting September 13th. And then there's another, I think I mentioned that Precepts Bible Study with Kay Arthur. I have always loved those because those are getting you deep, deep, deep into the Word. And we have an opportunity. The Gospel of John Part 2 is starting on September 16th. So that'll be a Bible study in someone's home. So very intimate setting for that. And then I'm involved in a disciple-making group and a class. And there's a new one starting on September 14th. And it has just really been beneficial to me. It has opened my eyes to how to just engage people around us and just ask good questions and see where they're coming from and love them where they are and then have the opportunity to share the Lord with them. And if they want to be disciples, we get to be the one, you know, discipling them in their walk with the Lord. And then the final thing that that is near and dear to my heart is a ministry that my friend Karen Warren has, and it's called Come to the Banquet.
By the way, Karen Warren and Navigators have been on the show pretty frequently, so
awesome.
I know Karen closely.
Good. Well, I hope people listening that they remember that because she has two Zoom classes coming up on September 15th and the 22nd, and she's so instrumental in my life of how I've come to understand spending time with God gets, as she says, gets to be a feast mm-hmm. of all the senses. And that is a lot of why we're doing the journaling on Saturday. It's like we get to marry come to the banquet styles of seeking the Lord and interacting with the talk. So I'm really excited.
I get emails all the time from listeners, and a lot of people listen because this is not church. Go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize till recently that some people just have an aversion to going to church. Now, I think at some point you'll be comfortable with going to church. But until God puts that comfort in your heart, a lot of people are uncomfortable with church. So do you have to be a Christian, or do you just have to be somebody seeking answers to come to your events?
Oh, yeah. No, just seeking answers. I mean, we're going to talk about the Lord because that's who we are and that's where we're coming from. But we absolutely welcome anyone that's just wondering what in the world is going on in this world.
Did you look for answers other places than the Lord?
Well, sure. I mean, in my life, trying to fill holes in my life, I filled them with other things,
mm-hmm.
alcohol, relationships, you know, just other things. Yeah, absolutely. So. And all of us have, all of us that are a part of this have tried to find answers in other places. And this is where we know we have that peace. And that's our passion to share that with others.
Yeah, I love that. We're talking with Amy Allen. She's the founder of Real Connections. Real stands for redeemed, equipped, accepted, and love. She has an amazing testimony. I'm sure she'll be happy to share that with you. She's going to be speaking at Eastern Hills Baptist Church this weekend, 10 to 2 o'clock, absolutely free event. her title of her message is Your Life, Mess or Masterpiece. And she's going to show you how to turn whatever's going on with you into God's masterpiece, right?
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, or he's showing us he's how whatever's
yeah,
going on with
not,
us.
He gave me the message to share with you.
Yeah. What do you have to say to men, Amy? Can you challenge men a little bit? Because men need to stand up, and they need to do some things with their wives. They need to do some things with their daughters to encourage women. What do women need to really be encouraged in the Lord?
Wow, I think, honestly, if the man were to be the one to follow the Lord with all their heart, that would fix everything else. So I know in my own life, I feel the most secure and loved when I see my husband in the Word of God, in the Bible, studying, seeking after the Lord. That everything else falls into place after that. So I feel the most loved when he's seeking after God with his whole heart.
And shame or worrying about your past should not keep you away from talking about things and getting things in the open and dealing with it.
Oh, yes. Please, please, please. Anyone out there listening that just thinks that maybe you've messed up too much or you're too far gone or well, those women have it all together. So I can't be there. Please, please know that we, as a whole, we've been through a lot of stuff that we're not proud of. But God is the one that's cleaned us up and we just want to share that kind of love, that kind of unconditional love with others. So please, please come and feel welcomed. I'm a big, big hugger. So if you don't want to hug, maybe just like avoid me, but there's others there. Okay?
That's right. This Sunday, Eastern Hills Baptist Church, is it a Baptist church?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Eastern Hills Baptist, 10 o'clock a.m. Get there a little early. Get a good
seat. You said Sunday just now.
Oh,
Saturday.
I'm sorry. It's Saturday.
Saturday at 10.
The 11th. Saturday the 11th at 10.
There you go.
Got that all straight. Amy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We appreciate you being here.